welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and praise God, the Lord never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, the Lord asked a question of our first parents, if you will, spiritually, Abraham and Sarah. Let me just read a few verses from chapter 18 of Genesis. It said Abraham ran to make a meal for his divine guests, if you will. And in verse 9, they said unto him, "Where is Sarah thy wife?" And he said, "Behold, in the tent." And in verse 10, he said, "I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son." Of course, at this point, she's 90 years old and barren. And Sarah heard it as she was standing in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Sarah and Abraham were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also?" And the Lord said unto Abraham, "Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old?'" He asks a question: is anything too hard for the Lord? And at the time appointed, "I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." And of course, that's exactly what did occur, the promised child, Isaac. And so at this point, the Lord, as he's returned to Abraham to renew the covenant that the promise that he had made, as I said, Abraham graciously extends hospitality to the divine guests. And the name Isaac, which was given to the child, it means laughter. And as with Jesus, who came from the line of Isaac, the name of the child Sarah was to bear was given by God himself before his birth. Isaac, meaning laughter, perpetrates, if you will, the laughter of his father and of his mother. And there's two references in Genesis 17:17 and Genesis 18:12. And it was a standing memorial that the birth of Isaac was definitely a miracle and contrary to nature. Of course, Sarah, Abraham's wife, gave utterance to her surprise and mingled emotions in her response. "Who would have said unto Abraham, 'Sarah suckleth sons, for I have borne a son in his old age'?" For a woman to give birth to a baby when she's 90 years old is nothing else but a miracle. And the key to this wonderful miracle is found in the Lord's penetrating question to doubting Sarah, as well as for all time, to our hearts: is anything too hard for the Lord? Of course, the answer is no. The phrase she used, "after I am waxed old," actually means to be worn out like a garment. Some of you, maybe up in years, you feel the effects of age, but I believe with God's strength, we can be as Caleb at 80. He could say to Joshua, "Give me my mountain." And he went and defeated the giants then in Mount Hebron. The angel Gabriel, as he appeared to Mary in Luke 1:37, to tell her of Jesus' birth, and Elizabeth's conception says, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." Another passage of Scripture, Jeremiah 32:17, says, "Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee." Beloved, we can rejoice with the blessings, the salvation we experience in Jesus, but I believe God has so much more for us. We're not living at our full potential in Christ. It's a process. It's a growth, experiencing the not only the benefits of salvation, but the things that God is asking of us to do, all requiring a response of faith. John 17, verses 23 and 24 says, "In that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." These are the words of Jesus. "Hitherto you've asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." The prophet Isaiah, in the 54th chapter, verse 2, the Lord is speaking to "Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations." This is just not talking about a physical, a larger tent, if you will, but our faith, our trust in the Lord. "Spare not, lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes to receive the things that God has for you by faith." Again, that question, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything in your life, your circumstances, too hard for the Lord? Beloved, what activates the miraculous of God? It is quite simply faith. In Romans, the 4th chapter, verses 2 and 3, it says, "For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness." Praise God. And that's why Abraham is called the father of the faith. Hebrews 11 says, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By faith, the worlds were framed by the word of God. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. By faith, Enoch was translated. By faith, Noah, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac as a sacrifice. Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. And Moses was willing to forsake Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. And Rahab," this is the hallmark of fame, if you will, "Rahab the harlot perished not with her household, because she believed God's servants. By faith, kingdoms were subdued. By faith, righteousness was wrought. Faith obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. They were waxed valiant to fight. Women received their dead raised to life again." Is anything too hard for the Lord? God, who began a good work in you, beloved, he gave you the faith you have right now to deal with the situations in your life. God speaking to our hearts, is there really anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Even if Abraham and Sarah, if they had disbelieved God, they might have blocked God's plan. But God knew they would receive. They would believe God. The only thing too hard for Jehovah, beloved, is deliberate, continued unbelief and resistance in God's love and power, and our final rejection of his plans for us. Nothing is too hard for Jehovah to them that trust in the Lord. So often, beloved, we look at our own limitations. Remember Moses? At the burning bush, God was giving him a commission. He wanted him to return to Egypt to deliver his people. And Moses kept thinking of his own shortcomings, his own limitations. You know, like, "I can't speak, Lord. I'm not, you're not your man." And the Lord reminded him, "Who made man's mouth?" And so he was trying to bolster his faith that "I will be with you." Is anything too hard for the Lord? And I believe Quite simply, this is God's challenge for us today. He wants us to think of the deepest, highest, worthiest desires that we have, those deep longings in our hearts. Think of those things that have been so long unfulfilled. Look at Abraham and Sarah. Goodness, they waited until their old age before the promise became an actuality of a son. And so they looked on it as perhaps a long-lost desire, which might have been but cannot be because of circumstances. But that thing, if it is in line with God's expressed will for us, just as a son to Abraham and Sarah was, well, then God intends to do it for us. If we will not limit him by unbelief. Beloved, let's go forward. Let us follow his will and let him do the impossible for us. Praise God. I feel the Lord wanting to minister. He who will hear and believe shall be comforted and strengthened, saith the Lord. It's my will for you to know the words of peace and joy and power, to hold them closely to your heart and to use them against Satan in times of battle, in times of testing and trial. Yea, I love you and desire to give you your heart's desires. As the wind blows from off the ocean of water and caresses the shoreline, so shall the breath of my presence be as a wind bringing comfort and strength, even as a cool, refreshing breeze, says the Lord. When I speak in your behalf, all heaven shall rejoice. Therefore, my beloved, praise me for the goodness that I propose to do for you. Praise me for a new understanding of the ways in which I move and in the things that I desire to do for you, great and wondrous things in the days ahead. What you do in my name is not a little thing, as it is written in my word. He who meditates in my word day and night shall be as a tree planted by rivers of living water, and all that he does shall prosper. Praise God. That's Psalm, verses 2 and 3. That the Lord was giving. Praise God. Well, whatever your need, know that he wants to meet it. If you need the support of agreeing prayer, the announcer will give our contact information. I love you and pray for you every day, my partners and my radio family. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.